hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Owning and/or managing a small business is not a small task. Technologies change, communities change, employees change. How does a leader keep up and lead at the same time? Ron Harvey is with GCS Consulting in Columbia, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Ron, welcome.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate you having me here.
So first of all, give us a little background on you and how you got into this business.
Yeah, I have a military background. So I served 21 years in the military. The military does a great job of developing leaders. And so when I transitioned out and started working within the corporate space, one of the things I saw within Columbia is that there was a vacuum of leaders because so many people were either relocated out of Columbia. And so I started doing coaching. There were people in so many different industries, Mike, that just weren't connected to each other for the good of the city. And so I saw a need for how do you be very intentional about helping our city grow, the people that are going to lead our city grow. We fit into that space of helping people be intentional about growing their leadership style.
So when you're working with a company on this topic, what do you normally see right off the bat that they're not doing right?
Yeah, what we're normally brought in for, and that we notice as well when we walk in, oftentimes you see a retention rate that's just dwindling, going down, where it's hard to keep their best talent. We'll also see where there's just not a lot of things getting done because people are spending too much time wondering whether they can trust the organization or the organization can trust them. So they spend a lot of time in an environment where there's very low trust. And most of us that's in leadership role know the first thing that will destroy any organization is lack of trust. And then we'll also see in their mic where communication is not very effective across the board. So a lot of people are talking, but few people are connecting.
Well, let's go ahead into some of these topics then. So what is the key to employee retention, especially nowadays where the labor market is so tight?
And it is. I mean, people are looking for best talent and we have a lot of choices of where to work for. So what do you think as an employer in the small business industry or any industry, what's the secret to keeping the best workforce? And the thing that really matters is everybody has three things that are super important. Everybody wants to feel respected. Everybody wants to feel like they add value to an organization, and people want to be appreciated. And so when you're working in that space, how do you deliver those three things consistently every day where it's not really about the bottom line? Because spreadsheets and scoreboards, yeah, they're important, but the most important thing for anybody in any workforce is do they feel respected? Do they feel like they add value, and are they appreciated?
So it's not all about the money.
No, I mean, it's like the scoreboard. If you're winning, you're really, really a nice supervisor. But if you're losing money, are you still that same person? And if it's about money, you won't be that same person. As much as you try, you're going to get caught up in the bottom line numbers are not right. And you begin to change and alter your attitude, your conversation, and your respect for people because the numbers don't match.
Well, let's talk about another item you mentioned that you see as a warning flag in the company culture, and that's trust.
Yeah.
So you're seeing a lot of situations where the leaders don't trust the employees don't trust the leaders. How does it get like that, and what do you do to fix it?
The first thing that we notice in organizations is a high level of inconsistency, where the audio for the employer or for the employee doesn't match their video, which means they're saying one thing but doing another. And so the days of do as I say and not as I do are long gone because of social media and access to just about anything that any of us do today, you can go back and find it in some kind of archive, whether it's video or whether it's recorded. And so you really got to model what you expect from people. And so the first thing that really erodes trust is really not following through and doing what you really said you're going to do. And that's on both sides of it. So people are at a place now where they say, hey, just be consistent. You know, if it's going to be great, let it be great. And if you say you're a great organization, then display that every day, whether it's with the client or the customer or me as an employee. And regardless of where I am in the organization, you still want to feel valued. So it's not just the CEO that's important. It's the frontline employee.
And you mentioned that oftentimes communications aren't at the level that they should be. Give us an example of that and how that would be fixed.
Yeah, an example for us that we've noticed in the workplace, Mike, is communication now. It used to be at a time, probably, you know, for my parents in early in my military career, where communication was top down. You know, you kind of just push information down and people responded. Well, because people have access to so much information, the communication is not necessarily top-down anymore, and it's not light from the bottom up either. I think communication is very collaborative, and it comes across all aspects of the organization. So because you're in the leadership seat, doesn't mean that communication only travels down. So what we're finding in organizations is how do you have this nice network of collaboration where communication is moving in all directions at all times? And a leader is not necessarily in the position of a leader every single time. There are people that are very informal that's at the front end that happens to be a leader for you. So communication is all throughout organizations now.
Well, Ron, thanks for the information and your time.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Ron Harvey is with GCS Consulting in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.